The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. Is they cheating? Of course they're cheating. Hear the whole story on War of the Roses right now on KDWB.
When we think about doing War of the Roses, some of them we look at and we go, no, I don't want to do that one. No, that one's too crazy. Or this is just, you know what, he's obviously cheating. You don't need us. But this one we looked at and we rejected it for like 2 weeks. For 2 weeks we said, no, we're not doing that one. And then finally we said, why not? Let's try it.
I was like, I have never heard of something like this in my life. I don't know. Is this a real thing? Are we being bamboozled?
I don't think we're being bamboozled, but you'll have to be the judge as we go through this because we're talking with Leanne. Leanne, I'm going to let you explain the whole thing. What made you want to be on War of the Roses today on KDWB?
Okay. Well, honestly, I really didn't want to call you guys because this, I know how this sounds. It sounds insane, but I need to know. I need to know what Charlie's up to. So I'm dating this guy, Charlie. Charlie has an ex-girlfriend, Tabitha. Tabitha is a clown for birthday parties and parades and events. And when they were together and Tabitha was a clown, sometimes she would wear the costume home and they would do things.
Gotcha.
While she was in costume.
Now, I want to stop you right there because if I was dating or... I always had to think about, like, women in the military.
Okay.
If I had ever dated somebody who was in the Air Force or in the Marine Corps or in the Navy, I'd be like, you know what I want you to do? Leave those dress blues on just for tonight. Or some people might be like, I have a firefighter fetish, so I'd want him to, like, come in the bedroom and all the firefighter gear, whatever.
Yeah.
So I could, if I was dating a clown, honest, Fallon, if you were dating somebody who was a clown, would you ever want to hook up with them in the clown makeup?
No, but I also just can't imagine that because I used to have like a horrific fear of clowns. So I just don't see that being in my life.
So he and Tabitha would hook up when she was still like with the red wig and the clown costume and the red nose and the makeup and all that stuff?
Yes.
That sounds really messy.
In clown role play.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Now, the role play part I wouldn't get. It's like, yeah, you want a balloon, little boy? See, that's creepy.
Honk here. I don't know.
So, okay, go ahead and continue. So they used to hook up with her in the clown gear. Okay.
And Charlie really liked it. So he asked me if I would consider also doing clown stuff in the bedroom. So I went on YouTube and I learned how to do clown makeup. And I was going to go on Amazon and I was going to buy some clown costume. But Charlie was... He said, no, absolutely not. Don't get it on Amazon. You have to go to clowncostumes.com.
Shut up. Well, everybody knows the best place to get clown costumes is on clowncostumes.com.
Hold on. I have not to look Amazon. Hold on. I have to Google this. Clowncostumes.com.
Hold on. Fallon is looking up clowncostumes.com. She's getting a couple
clown
of ideas
store.
For the bedroom.
Can I click on clown store? Oh, my God. These outfits are terrifying.
Are they really?
Yes.
So...
Like,
okay,
on.
She's showing me her computer. Hold on.
They look like little baby doll.
Oh, yeah, like a Raggedy Ann kind of a thing.
I don't like it. Yep, it makes me uncomfortable.
So you got a clown costume on clowncostumes.com. You got the makeup. You got the. Tell me about your outfit because I'm trying to picture your outfit. Red wig, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Authentic
sparkles. Ruffles.
Yep.
But the thing is it's really. Said that I wasn't putting enough effort into it.
Like the actual costume or the actual bedroom portion?
Oh, the whole nine. It wasn't, he wanted me to be more into it and I wasn't doing it quite the way he liked it.
Because you're not a real passionate clown.
No.
I mean, if you go back to this other girl, Tabitha, listen, I'm not trying to like build her up over you, but if she was really into clowning,
Then that's her thing.
It's kind of like somebody who's really into the Renaissance Festival as opposed to somebody whose wife made him dress up to go to the Renaissance Festival. He's going to feel kind of stupid and not really be into it.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Clowns have a name, usually. Did he want to call you or give you a clown name in the bedroom?
Yes, he did.
What was your clown name?
Dazzle.
How did he come up with Dazzle And how did that feel to have him call you Dazzle in the bedroom? Oh, yeah, Dazzle, that's right. That's give me a big smile.
Okay, number one, now I see why she didn't want to call us.
What?
Because of this.
Why?
Because this is not her thing. So now she probably feels ridiculous.
Well, you should feel a little ridiculous.
But you're dazzling us, I'll tell you that.
Jesus. Okay, so he called you Dazzle.
Yes, he called me Dazzle. He seemed so disappointed afterwards.
I have to admire you, though. You know what?
You didn't make a balloon animal out of a condom for him.
You could have done that one. I'm going to be honest with you. I admire you because I think that any time that if your partner wants to try something adventuresome, you can give them one of two answers, or actually three. You can be like, yeah, whatever turns you on turns me on, or you're sick, no way, or you can kind of grin and bear it, but that's no fun because you're trying something and they're like, hurry up and get it over with. That's no fun.
No.
So you were kind of more like the hurry up and get it over with kind of a person.
I tried to be into it.
Did you get makeup? Go ahead.
Yes, I did. I did the makeup. You know, I would like my partner to enjoy himself in the bedroom. And he really enjoys the clown stuff, which, you know, is why I'm wondering. I mean, he really enjoys it. I'm a little worried that he might call Tabitha, or she was apparently really good at it. I'm not so good at it.
I admire you for trying, and he should admire you for trying. Honestly, I think a lot of women would be pissed off if their current partner said, yeah, here's what my ex used to do that really turned me on.
Yeah.
You should try this. Like, my ex was a blonde. She was really hot. Will you put on a blonde wig? Would you like that if Jake asked you that?
No, I would not. No, I would not.
Can I ask you one more question?
Uh-huh.
Did you have clown shoes on?
Oh, my God.
No,
you did not do clown shoes.
You don't wear shoes while you're hooking up. Come on. Grow up, Dave.
That is not true. Have you watched porn? Hashtag high heels. Grow up, Fallon.
These are clown shoes. They're not high heels.
All right. So you think that this guy, and his name is Charlie, might be hooking up with his ex, Tabitha, because he wants clown loving, and you didn't give it to him. Now, I know this is kind of serious because here's a guy that you like, and you're worried he might be cheating. But at the same time, you realize that there's a lot of ridiculous kind of elements to this story.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to throw in before we take a break and make the phone call?
No, I don't feel pretty ridiculous right now. Thank you.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
We saw the ratings and nobody is listening, so it's okay. Leanne, stay right there. We'll call Charlie in a minute, but in the meantime, you're listening to the show. I want you to call or text me and tell me what you think. Is this the craziest fetish? If your boyfriend asked you to do something that his ex used to do, would you do it? Do you believe there's people that can be... what do they call them? Plushies? The ones who get turned on by like costumes?
It's not... What do they call it? Furries? No.
Fluffies. Fluffies, no.
Isn't it furry?
I don't know. But there are different things that turn on different people. What do you make of this? And who do you think he's going to send the roses to? Call me at 651-989-KDWB or text KDWB1. And we'll be right back to talk to you and make the phone call.
Summers in Minnesota are the best. Mosquitoes, humidity, that weird smell coming from Coon Rapids. And the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on KDWB. Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
That music brings out like a Pavlov's dog reaction to me.
Yeah, I'm salivating.
It's going to happen. It's War of the Roses on KDWB. We're about to call this guy to find out who he wants to send roses to. But her question is, well, he used to see this girl who worked as a clown at birthday parties, and they would hook up with her in her full clown makeup. So he asked her, his new girlfriend, if she would do it too. And so she did, but he's like, you didn't do a very good job, and I can tell you weren't really into it. It was just weird. So now she's worried that he's going back to girlfriend number one, the clown, to hook up.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people with a lot of thoughts on this one. You can text us at KDWB1-53921 or call me at 651-989-KDWB. Phone calls first. Let me grab some of those. We're going to talk to Riley first in River Falls. Riley, what do you make of this whole thing?
I think it's a little weird. I don't think he's necessarily cheating on you because he tried it. You know, if he was going to cheat on you, he'd probably just go back to the original clown.
Could be, yeah.
Go back to the original clown.
That has never been said before.
Nope, never.
Thank you, Riley.
That's what, like, someone texted in. Like, never, ever would I accept someone who asked me to do something their ex did because it turned them on. Go back to your ex.
I asked Christy once to dress up as Betsy Ross. She...
You're so stupid. That is not true. I have a real fact, fun fact. When I was about 21 years old, I had a girlfriend named Erica. Now, Erica wore a perfume called Tea Rose, which smelled like old lady perfume, like roses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I had a next girlfriend, and I'm like, we were shopping one time for perfume for her, and I'm like, why don't you get Tea Rose? And I don't know how she knew that my previous girlfriend wore Tea Rose. She's like, I wouldn't wear that cheap ass. And I'm like, boo. And that's what I learned. It was probably a bad idea to, like, ask your current partner to do something
probably,
that your old partner
used
to do. All right, before we make the phone call, Matt, you got to say your piece. Matt from Monticello, what do you think is going on here on War of the Roses?
Number one, he needs to see a therapist if a clown does it for him. Bottom line, that's just crazy. It's out of the world. It's insane.
Okay.
Number two, why does a fetish constitute as cheating? Why is she thinking, because he likes clowns, and yes, okay, fine, he'd do that with his ex-girlfriend. But why does that constitute that he's cheating? Because he asked her to do it, and it didn't maybe go as well as he wanted to. That doesn't mean he's going to cheat.
You're right.
You got a good point.
Super confused on this.
I think because she's worried that she didn't do a good job, it's kind of like, oh, right, if you really like tall guys, and now you're dating a guy who's not maybe as tall, and all you talk about is like, oh, tall guys turn me on, I think that then the guy would be like, well, is she like seeing tall guys behind my back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. Let's find out right now. By the way, thank you, Matt. We appreciate you. Let's make the phone call on War of the Roses and find out who he's going to send the War of the Roses to.
So, Charlie, we're going to send off a dozen Longstreet Romantic roses by end of the day, and I'll need a name from you. Who would you like to receive these roses?
Wait, what is this exactly?
Just for the time you took out of your day to participate in our survey a moment ago, we want to give you a nice little incentive. So we're going to send out a dozen Longstreet Romantic roses today.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything else or anything?
Nope.
You're just gonna, like,
just that survey. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
So I need a first and last
you'll
name.
You send some roses to somebody?
For sure, today, yeah.
I don't have to pay or anything?
No. It's our way of saying thank you. Just give me a first and last name of the recipient.
Okay. Her name's Tabitha. T-A-B-A-T-H-A.
Okay, I think I can spell that one. And if you want to attach a card to the flowers, you can. What would you like that to say?
Anything?
Yeah.
All right. I just say honk. H-O-N-K.
I'm sorry.
You can't keep it together at all. Be a professional. Think of your days in Oklahoma.
Go ahead.
No, it's too late now. You already ruined it. You're right.
What?
Charlie, this is not your cable company. This is actually a radio show here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. I know you don't live here, but it's called the Dave Ryan the Morning Show. And your girlfriend wanted to have you on the radio because she told us about your clown fetish, which is all becoming a reality with your honka honka.
No. What do you mean clown fetish?
Well, let me try to help you out a little bit here. Leanne told us about it, Charlie, and she gave us kind of a detailed description. And Leanne is actually listening in to the whole thing right now.
No. I don't have a clown. It's a joke. You don't get it because you're not funny. It's a joke.
Okay. I don't think. Wait, Leanne. It doesn't have anything to be with me. I'm not funny. I know that. But Leanne, you just heard Charlie send the flowers to his ex-girlfriend.
No, that's why it's a joke. You don't know. You guys know.
Would you?
Is Leanne listening? Can she hear me?
Charlie?
No.
You've been caught. You're caught.
No.
You sent flowers to Tabitha.
It's a joke. You don't get it. Leanne, please, can we talk about this? I don't even know what's happening. Some people you just call me and like now I'm, no, that's it. Can we just talk about this without people being on the phone? Because no. I need to, it's just a joke. I'm just kidding.
Charlie, stop. You know what? This is what's going to happen. I'm coming over. Don't be home. Leave the house. because I'm going to get my clothes, and I'm going to get my toothbrush, and I'm going to get my phone charger, and I'm going to get...
Your phone charger? That's my phone charger.
Ah, it's War of the Roses Marathon on 101.3 KDWB. Those were some classics. We had a brand new one you've never heard coming up in 10 minutes on KDWB. It is 101.3 KDWB, the War of the Roses Marathon. Hello, it's Thursday. So we got a brand new War of the Roses coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Will you get a little preview of War of the Roses off the top of your head, Jenny?
Yes. So,
not to put you on the spot or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got it though, Dave. Just give me, let me get this paper.
I know you carry the show. Jenny was busy yesterday saying, you know, I have been carrying the show this week.
Well, I'm like, I know. That's why I'm like sitting here and I'm like, I'm not entirely sure why the show has not been changed to Jenny in the Morning Zoo yet.
Good Lord.
I truly feel like that's what it should be at this point. What but
have
I
you
guess,
done, Dave?
What
have you done?
I don't know.
Fine.
I created a monster. This is what happens. You bring some simple, modest, down-to-earth person on the show. Jenny, Fallon, you're next. Pretty soon you're going to blow up. Then you're going to be thinking, oh, I got 3,500 followers on Instagram. I am the cat's pajamas. And Jenny is just moments away from saying, I am the cat's pajamas.
No,
I
don't, I've never heard that. No, I thought that should have stayed in the 1990s when it originated. Yeah. But no, but I do have a personal masseuse coming in tomorrow because my back's been, hurting so bad because I've been carrying it the show all week. So I'm going to have a nice little massage in the middle of the show. And you guys all
know. This is what happens. You bring in somebody, they're real modest. And then they're real down to earth. Then they get 3,500 followers on Instagram, and all of a sudden, I carry the show. I'm going to have a masseuse come in.
First of all, it's 22,000 at this point.
Is it? You have 22,000 followers?
I'm kidding. No, but I'll never forget when I first started gaining followers because of being on the show. I did this ridiculous, obnoxious post where I got big balloons that said 2.5 because I had 2,500 followers.
Dang.
And I was like, thank you so much. I've worked so hard for this because of all the influencers out there that hit like a million and they throw themselves this big party.
I'm so doing that once I hit 10,000. I'm so doing that because I'm getting real close to it.
Okay, go do that. Thanks for carrying the show this week.
She's just my favorite because she's so inspiring.
Good Lord. See what I deal with on a daily basis around here.
You want to know what that War of the Roses is about coming up?
Yeah, can you tell me?
Well, it involves a woman who had a baby a year ago, and now there is something lacking in their relationship, and she's unsure if it has to do with something involving what the baby did to her.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to find out in a second on War of the Roses Marathon on KDWB. That's coming up. Text your mom, text your sister-in-law, and let her know that War of the Roses is next.
3 KDWB.
Very interesting. It's a slow dirt day. I'm going to be honest with you. There's not a lot going on. I will tell you that they decided not to release Batgirl. Cost them $90 million to make it. They were going to put it on HBO. I don't think it was going to be a theatrical release, but they said this movie is a suck bomb. They did it in front of test audiences. Nobody liked it. So they don't want to spend the money to promote it. And they're just going to shelve it, and it will never come out. Of course, the director, there were two directors, and they're pissed because they're like, oh, we wanted to, like, you know, have obviously come out, but it ain't going to.
Who was the star in it? Who was that girl?
Brendan Fraser was one of the people in it, but I can't think of who. I can look it up for you, but it was somebody you heard of, but that is not coming out. I don't think it's their fault because all they do is show up and do their best.
Yeah.
But I think it was the storyline and the directing probably. Here's a list of 12 once normal baby names that pop culture has basically ruined. Karen.
Yeah.
And Karen got ruined a couple of years ago, and I don't even have to explain why because you already know. Mario. You can't name your baby Mario, and if you are a Mario... That's what every a-hole...
I can stop myself.
That was actually pretty good, Jenny. Because you get it. Nobody could. You can't be called Mario. Chad... is now a meme for an alpha dude bro kind of a type,
like gym
Chad.
Bro.
Chad. Mm-hmm. Katrina. Most hurricanes don't ruin the human names they are given, but Katrina was not an ordinary hurricane. That was the one that hit New Orleans like 15, 20 years ago.
It was like 2007, 2006?
It sounds about right, yeah. Hermione? Is that...
Hermione from Harry Potter.
But who would name their kid that anyway, right?
Can I tell you, when I read the Harry Potter books, I always thought it was Hermione, because of how it's spelled. And then the movies came out, and I was like, Hermione, this many years, I read all these books.
How would you know? Do your Mario for me again.
Mario.
Okay, that was actually pretty good. Adolf, that is arguably the king of negatively associated names. Can't imagine anybody naming their kid Adolf.
Yeah, not since 1940-something.
Yep, right, exactly. Siri and Alexa, we know why. Dick and Fanny. Nobody names their kid Dick or Fanny anymore. Donald, it'll now be associated with Donald Trump, for better or for worse. Hillary could have also made the list. And to kids, they think of Donald Duck. So if you name your kid Donald, they're going to be like, ah, like Donald Duck. Where's Daisy? Waldo, well, you know. The funny thing is, I don't even have to explain why these names were ruined forever. Damien. It's kind of a forgotten movie, but in 1976, it was a movie called The Omen. And family had a kid named Damien, and he was possessed by the devil.
I'm surprised. And is Samara on there? I feel like that had more of an
Samara?
Impact.
Samara?
She's the girl from The Ring.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not on there. Others that they could have included, Zelda, Bart, Chucky, Elsa, Felicia, or any other unique name that celebrities give to their kids. I love this story. Jennifer Coolidge says that she's grateful for American Pie because if she didn't play Stifler's mom on American Pie, she would have not hooked up with a whole lot of people that wanted to have sex with her. And so she's numbering it at around 200 people that she got to hook up with. Good for her. Here she is.
I was so happy for American Pie and the MILF thing, but also first time Emmy thing. What an honor. I got a lot of play of being a MILF, and I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about, there were so many benefits to doing that movie. I mean, there were about like 200 people that I would have never had slept with.
200 people! War of the Roses comes up in a second on KDWB. She had a baby a year ago, and she is worried that the baby weight gain might have something to do with their relationship because it's not been good since then. But is he really cheating? We'll find out coming up next on War of the Roses. Then we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to see what his take on that is. He always learns something from Jonathan Fogel. And then we'll get back to classics on the War of the Roses marathon all morning on KDWB.
Is they cheating? Of course they're cheating. Hear the whole story on War of the Roses right now on KDWB.
This could be one of those ugly things on War of the Roses where they're cheating for an ugly reason.
Oh, no.
And you'll see what I mean. But I've been talking to Tabitha to kind of get the story here. Tabitha, you're married, right?
Yeah, I'm married to Alex.
Okay, and things started to go a little south about a year ago. Tell me what happened with what's going on and why you're on War of the Roses.
Yeah, so first of all, we had a baby a year ago. And thank you so much. And I have always been thin and fit my whole life. Like, I've always done sports, and that's something that I'm really proud of. And I gained a lot of weight during my pregnancy. And then I haven't been able to get it off. Like, I'm trying, but I've got so much going on, and like, it's just not coming off.
It's so common, though. I mean, I think there's a lot. It's funny because there's different experiences, and it's hard for me as a guy to speak to them. But just from observation, my daughter Allison had a baby 2 years ago, and within weeks, she looked just like she did before. Mm-hmm. And then Susan,
lucky.
Yeah, and my wife, I mean, with Allison, with that same girl, when she had Allison, she was, you know, like, I don't know what her weight was, but very small. And she had Allison, and she'd probably gained, I mean, like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of trouble. Yeah.
I was 125 when we met, and now I'm 160, which is so, you know, different for me, and I don't like it. And he's really fit, so it just,
you gotta
he
give
doesn't
yourself,
say anything.
You got to give yourself some grace, though, because you just grew a child inside of you for 9 months. I know that the baby's like, what, a year old almost, but you grew a child inside of you, and your body's not going to just snap back. I know Dave said Allison, his daughter, did, but
everybody's different.
Not everyone has that.
Susan did not.
Yeah.
The problem is the weight gain you think has an offshoot. That's why you're on War of the Roses. So what's been going on?
Well, we haven't touched since my daughter was born. So that is pretty upsetting.
You haven't touched, so that means obviously no intimacy since your daughter was born.
None at all.
It's none of my business, but I'm going to ask you this when you can tell me to mind your own business. Have you tried initiating anything?
Yeah, I've tried.
Yeah, and nothing happens.
Nothing, and it's embarrassing, and it's really different from, you know, how it's always been. So, I don't know. It's been weird. And then about 6 months ago, I noticed he started using like a lock code on his phone, which made me really worried. And I asked why, just straight up, and he said it's because when they went, you know, back to work after the pandemic, he has this new coworker and he doesn't trust him, which I was like, okay, I didn't really think of anything of it at the time, but it sounded weird. But I trust him, you know, or I thought I did.
Okay.
But I knew his passcode because I saw him enter it a few times. And so, like, it's been so hard. And so last week, he was asleep, and I went to get some water in the middle of the night. He keeps his phone in the kitchen, and I saw his phone. And he received a text at 2:15 in the morning. And the number was unsaved, and I just couldn't help myself.
Did the text come in while you were in the kitchen? So I'm picturing the phone there in the dark, and then the phone lights up, and it's a text at 2:15 in the morning.
At 2:15 in the morning,
at the same time, oh, this is part of God's plan then for you to walk in the kitchen. Seriously. I mean, maybe.
I think so.
So you you open the phone, didn't you?
Yeah, I opened the phone because I knew the passcode, and the text message said, "Have you told your wife yet?" So.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, and there's no, you know, all the previous conversation I apparently had been deleted or something.
Yeah,
you know, that's all that there was.
And so this person, if it's this person that he's seeing, they probably suppose that they can text him in the middle of the night because nobody's going to see this text in the middle of the night because everybody would be sleeping. Yeah. So they probably imagine that the first person that's going to see this is not going to be you. Okay, so have you told your wife yet? Let's think about what could that mean? It's from somebody. It'd be like, okay, you lost $20,000 at the casino. Have you told your wife yet? That could be. Or it could be like, you lost your job. His best friend is texting. Have you told your wife yet?
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily.
Whoever it is doesn't know that we have a baby. You know, they wouldn't text at that time.
I mean, that makes sense too.
It's a very suspicious time to be at 2:15 in the morning. That feels more of a, I am having a side thing and they're texting me late. Because they know
Absolutely.
That hopefully nobody's going to see it that's not supposed to.
Have you told your wife yet could also easily mean, have you told her you're leaving her yet? Or, I don't want to scare you, it could mean, have you told your wife I'm pregnant? Have you told, and I don't want to scare you, but I'm just trying to, you know, there could be some easy explanations for it. Like, I mean, you know, have you told your wife you lost your wedding ring yet? I mean, so it could be something like that.
I just want to test him. Like, it's just bullshit. Like, I want to know.
I don't blame you. You've put up with a lot. You got a baby on top of all this, and he has not been intimate in a year since the baby came, and you're worried that it might be the weight gain, which is a really crappy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Is a really crappy thing.
It is.
But I'm going to guess it probably does happen. Like, somebody in a relationship, man or woman, might put on a lot of weight. And the other person might struggle to, we're human, might struggle to find them attractive still. I mean, you can come after me for saying that, but I think we are human. And if I put on 60 pounds, I don't think Susan would find me attractive. I'd still be hot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you'd be super hot still. So hot.
Okay. We'll be back. You hang tight for a second, Tabitha. We'll come back in a second and we'll find out, we'll set the trap. We'll say, who do you want to send roses to? And if he chooses, no matter what name he chooses, we'll say, okay, great. We'll send the roses. What's the name? And then what do you want written on the card? And we'll see if that's kind of a giveaway, too. So hang on. Then after that, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to see what kind of insights he gets as far as relationships and marriage everything from support to custody, all that. He always gets something out of War of the Roses. We'll talk to Jonathan coming up. We'll make the phone call in a minute.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I'm going to reset it for you just so in case you missed it or you need a little recap. She's calling in. Her name is Tabitha, and she is married. She had a baby a year ago. And like a lot of people do, they gain weight, and it's really, really difficult to work off pregnancy weight. And so since then, they haven't had sex in a year. And she thinks that it might be because of the baby weight, and a lot of people are going after him because of that. And I will tell you this one. Susan will hate me for telling you this one, but she gained a lot of baby weight with Allison. Not so much with Carson, but with Allison. That was her first one. Maybe that was the difference. I'm not really sure. But she gained a lot of weight, and she really had a lot of time taking it off. And I still found her, this sounds so corny, but I'm going to say it anyway, I still found her very beautiful, mm-hmm. very alluring, for lack of a better word. But she hated it. She really hated it. And so she worked really hard to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
And she did, eventually. And then, you know, you get to a point where if you love somebody so much, you really don't care how much weight they gain. You truly don't. You want them to be healthy, mm-hmm. and you might like them to, like, work out and whatever, but you really don't care. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean,
your husband goes bald or your boyfriend goes bald, you're not going to go, oh, he's bald, he's not doing it for me anymore, because you still love him, and maybe he looks better.
I think most healthy relationships, you love the person for their personality more so than their physique.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
So I think that, like, they're still going to have their personality regardless of a little bit of extra pounds on them.
And by the way, if you think that you're going to weigh what you weigh, if you're like 30 years old and you think you're going to weigh what you weigh when you're 55 years old, it's not likely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not likely, especially women. They go through the whole menopause thing, and that's a shocking thing when you hit 55. And it's like,
I can't wait.
You got a long time, Jenny. You got years and years. All right, so let's get back to War of the Roses. We're going to make the phone call. And oh, by the way, so she goes down in the kitchen. Here's even more evidence. She goes in the kitchen middle of the night. I think she said 2:15 in the morning. His phone is plugged in. And she goes to the kitchen to get water because kitchen water is better than bathroom water. We all know that. The phone coincidentally blinks lights up in the middle of the night with a new text message. And she could see the preview from a strange number that said, "Have you told your wife yet?" So she's trying to find out what's going on. After we make the phone call, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law, because people love to hear what kind of insights and what they can take away from this. And he's also got some, like, you know, family law, divorce, custody, that type of advice. Let's get right to it on KDWB.
Thanks, Alex, for taking the time to do that. Now, as promised, I do have some roses to send out, a dozen roses I can send out to anyone you would like. So what I need from you, Alex, is a name that you want to send these roses to. Who would you like to send them to?
Let's go ahead and send them to Lynn.
Okay, awesome. And is that your wife or a girlfriend or something?
No, it's just a girl I know down at the gym.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, we can also have you write something on a card if you want to write a little note to her. Anything you want to put on a card for her?
Yeah. Let's put something on there. Can't wait to start our future together.
All right. I wrote that down. Wonderful.
I had to tell you, Jenny, my stomach just dropped.
I know.
I mean, that was like, wow. And I feel so bad. Tabitha, hang in there. I'm going to explain to Alex what really just happened. And Alex, you're going to be shocked with this one. This is not, it's not your cable company. It's your wife, Tabitha, calling to find out who you would send roses to. And we are a radio station. We're KWB. And she had called us and she said, "Hey, I want you to set a trap because I think Alex is up to something."
I'm sorry. What? Excuse me? What?
Yeah. Tabitha, my heart breaks for you right now, Tabitha. I'm so sorry that this is like, it sounds like Alex has not only been seeing somebody else, but they're talking about starting a relationship.
Yeah.
Tabitha, did you hear everything?
Yeah, I heard everything. Alex, is it because of my weight?
You know, it's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. And we met at the gym, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Back then.
And then you got me pregnant, and now I'm not. So what's going to happen with Lynn? You going to get her pregnant too, and then stop touching her?
I'm sorry. It's just been like over time. Like I just don't.
Let me remind you that we have a baby together.
I know.
Act like a little boy about it. I get it.
Why don't we just talk about this and off the air? Because I don't know. I'm really surprised that you did this. I get it. You're upset.
Are you hurt that I did this? Because imagine how I'm feeling right now.
Well, yeah, like our stuff's on public now. We should be talking about this in private, you know?
We should be talking about it in public because it's so f***ed up.
This is the wrong way. This is the wrong way, Tabitha. No.
You know what? What's the wrong way is how you treated me. I'm your wife.
Wow. Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law is going to have some insight on this one. Jonathan was telling me that there have actually been prenups, and this is weird about weight gain, and this is such an ugly, awful subject because we know that you should not, because if somebody, let's say that, like, you know, Andrew fell down the stairs and he's in a wheelchair for a year, you would not be like, oh, well, you know what, I don't want to deal with this, I don't want to decide, didn't sign up for this. You would still love him, mm-hmm. and you would take care of him for a year. If you gained a lot of weight, let's say, I know somebody who was in a car accident, they were in a wheelchair, and they went from being like 125 pounds to probably now, I haven't seen her in years, 175 pounds, because she couldn't work out anymore.
Right.
And sometimes life happens. So, and this is just, it's a very, very common thing to have a baby, and then the baby weight doesn't always come off right mm-hmm. away. But Jonathan, you were telling me about, there are prenups that have weight gain clauses in them, right? Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, this when I heard this, first of all, it's terrible, right? I mean, this whole weight gain issue and that being somehow tied to love or tied to attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen cases, and mostly, look, I would probably say it's mostly in, like, celebrity-type cases, but there are actually prenuptial agreements, which usually deal with property division. But I've seen clauses that have weight gain provisions, which basically limit someone's weight to a max of so many pounds and even set a penalty if someone goes over that weight in their marriage. So, for example, Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo had a clause in their prenuptial agreement that basically said she had to pay him $500,000 for every pound she gained during the marriage, and that she would never weigh more than 135 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. They're not together anymore, are they? I don't really follow those two.
They actually never got married.
I was going to say, I don't hear about them.
Yes. But, you know, look, there's also infidelity clauses that are in prenuptial agreements that say, you know, if somebody cheats, they'll get less financial compensation in a divorce. So I know someone like Catherine Zeta-Jones, who's married to Michael Douglas, they have a big infidelity clause in their prenuptial agreement.
That's very telling, because if she insisted on that being, or he insisted, then there must have been some real history. Like, you cheat on me when we're married, you're going to get a whole lot less support or maintenance or whatever. So, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Talk to us about, because one of the things that we always bring up with Jonathan is, like, just some of the basic questions. There's a lot of people that put off getting a divorce because they don't know what to expect. They're scared. This is what I've heard, and I think it's really true. If you're in a bad marriage and you want to get out, you stay there longer than you should sometimes because you know what to expect. You know what's going to happen, and you know you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a divorce, you don't know what to expect, and you don't know what the future holds, and so you don't know if you can handle it. So then you stay in the marriage for a year. It turns into 5 years, and it turns into 20 years, and you're like, oh, so let's end this marriage right away. That's a joke. Jonathan, but there are people who are in that situation, right?
Oh, for sure. In fact, most of the calls that I get for consultations, a lot of them are not ready to get divorced yet, but they've thought about it.
Yeah.
But they're terrified because of the unknown.
Yeah.
Right? They just don't know what to expect. So, you know, part of my job is to educate them and empower them to make good decisions, right? As attorney, I'm not making those decisions for them, whether it's to get divorced or even during the divorce process. But my job is to provide options and alternatives, you know, backed by, you know, my experience and knowledge and give them the ability to make those good decisions so they're not as scared, right? When that, think about anybody, right? Whenever you're making a decision, if you're making that decision out of fear, it's not going to be a good decision, or you're going to freeze and not make any decision at all. And, you know, a lot of times at the end of my consultations, when I'm talking to someone on the phone or if we're meeting in person, I may say to them, look, I hope I never see you again.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't mean that as an insult, but I hope they figure it out. I hope they can work things out and use that information I give them to maybe strengthen their marriage if that helps them. But if not, then they certainly can come back and I can help them move forward down that path.
He's been doing it for over 25 years. It's Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law, offering up those free consultations. Go to FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L, and you can set up an appointment with Jonathan on the phone or in person, whatever you want to do, and see what, you know, that you can work out. Maybe it is time to move forward, or maybe it's time to go back and try again. FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks a lot. First signal, I'm going to hit the gym. I need to
Yesterday on the show, we talked to a woman, Chris.